بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه. This is our 20th session. 20th. Now, Medina Book 2. And we are going to do today lesson number 10. Alright, so for homework, I'm just reminding you, for homework you should have read and reviewed the key for lesson number 10 on page 34 to 37. The dialogue, the Arabic dialogue on page 67 to 70. And you should have listened to the audio files for lesson number 10. You should have listened to the audio files and done the first three exercises. Okay? Inshallah, if you had done the first three exercises, that would have been wonderful. Before the Salat, we were going over some of the things that we had in the last two lessons. Okay? From amongst the things that we went over was the sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plural? Whenever it is mansoob, either because it's the object of the verb, the maf'ulun bi, or the ism inna, or any other reason, whenever it's mansoob, instead of it taking fatta, which is the sign of being mansoob, right? Sound feminine plural, the sign that it's mansoob is kasra. Okay, we also talked about al-munada, the munada, the noun that comes after ya and nida, which the munada, normally, it doesn't take tanween, right? It loses tanween, it takes a single dhamma, unless it's in idhafa. If it is in idhafa, then the munada is mansoob, right? And we also talked about the tamyiz of kam, that the kam, when you're asking about how many or how much of something, it's always mufrad, generally mansoob. Okay, the tamyiz of kam is mufrad, mansoob, unless it's preceded by a preposition, harf jar, then because it has two amil, two things that are acting upon it, it can either yani be in consideration of kam, which would make it mansoob, or the preposition could make it majroor. So whenever you have a preposition before kam, then you have the choice of it being mansoob or majroor. You can say become taliban or become talibin. Both of them are acceptable, both of them are correct. I don't know, we may have mentioned a few other points, but that's the summary of what we went over before the salat. And what we want to do now is just look at this, what we have written on the board here, on the side, on the right side of the board. We're going to look at these verb forms, and then we're going to read the key for this lesson, new lesson number 10. But before we read the key, I just want to go over it a little bit with you, just so that it's fresh, so that it's clear in your mind what we're talking about. Okay, we're talking about the past tense verb, fi'l madhi, and the present tense verb, fi'l mudhari. Okay? The fi'l madhi we had before, okay, and we know that the root of the verb, the root form of the verb is like kataba, jalasa, akala, shariba, daraba, whatever, hafiza, samia, and so on, right? This is the root form of the verb. The root form of the verb always has fatta in the first radical and fatta in the last radical. But the middle, it's usually going to be fatta, but it also can be kasra, as we'll see here, and it can also be dhamma, which we're not going to deal with in this lesson, okay? But the first one should always be fatta, and the last letter should always be fatta. As far as the middle one, it could be fatta, could be kasra, could be dhamma, but generally, most often, it is fatta. Sometimes it will be kasra, as we'll see today, sometimes it will be dhamma, which we won't see today, okay? That's in the madhi. As far as the mudari, the first thing that I didn't write here is that the mudari is written with a prefix, okay? And that prefix is one of four letters. Here it is ya. Okay, all of these are written with ya, but it can be four letters, yeah. The mudari is present, naam. Okay? This is what I normally remind myself with, an 8. That means it can be hamza, can be noon, can be ya, and it can be ta. Okay, and it always will be fatta. The prefix will have fatta. Okay, unless we start going to more advanced verbs and we look at other types of verbs, you know, passive forms of verbs and other things like that, which we're not going to see anytime soon. But the basic rule is that the prefix should have fatta. So it will be, for example, this mudari form of the verb is for the third person, yaktubu. He is writing or he writes, right? The first person would be Aktubu. The second person would be Taktubu. The third person would be Yaktubu, and the plural would be Naktubu. Okay, so these are the letters that we will see being prefixed. Whether it's singular, dual, or plural, it's only going to have these four prefixes. It's going to have Hamza with Fatta, Noon, Ya, or Ta with Fatta. Okay? When you put these prefixes on the verb form, then the first letter of the original verb, which here in this case is Ka, right? The first letter is going to take Sukoon all the time. The first letter here is Jeem, Sukoon. First letter here is Thal, Sukoon. The first letter here is Seen, Sukoon. So the first letter of the rural verb always takes Sukoon. It's not going to be the first letter now because we're going to put a prefix, right? We're going to put one of those four letters. Hamza, Noon, Ya, or Ta. But originally it's the first letter. So the first letter of the original verb form root takes Sukoon all the time. The last letter takes Dhamma all the time. And we already said the prefix is going to take Fatha, right? So the prefix has Fatha, the first letter has Sukoon, the last letter has Dhamma. So these are fixed. The Fatha on the prefix, the Sukoon on the first letter of the root of the verb, and the Dhamma on the last letter of the root of the verb. That's fixed. Okay, again, until we get to some advanced stuff where we look at different other kinds of forms of verbs. But in this basic form, it's going to be fixed like this. So the only thing that's going to change or alternate is going to be the second letter of the root, the Ta. The second letter, this Ta, which also in the Maadi, sometimes it may change. Okay, it's usually Fatha, but sometimes it could be a Kasra, and it even could be some verbs with Dhamma, which we'll see in future lessons, right? So the second letter, which we called Fa, Ayn, Lam. The Fa of the root, the Ayn, and the Lam. Fa'ala means the root, the patterns for verbs, okay? Fa'ala, or nouns, or any words in Arabic language. But the first letter is going to be Fatha, the last letter is going to be Fatha, the middle one can change, okay? So this middle letter, also in the Mudari, it also changes, okay? So what we're looking at here is we have, for example, Dhamma in the middle letter, Kasra in the middle letter, and Fatha in the middle letter. So the middle letter can be any one of the vowels. It can be any one. The only thing that is consistent for what we can see here right now is this form here, where the Maadi has Kasra in the middle letter, the Mudari always will have Fatha in the middle letter. That's consistent. Okay, so that one you're good to go with. Whenever you see a verb that has Kasra in the middle letter of the past tense, you know that in the Mudari, the middle letter is going to have Fatha. So you see Samia, yes, Ma'u. Hafidha, Yahfadhu. Fahima, Yafhamu. Okay, whenever you see Kasra here in the Maadi, it's always going to be Fatha in the Mudari. That's consistent. That's constant. So that's good to go. As far as the rest of these, it's no way to tell. Because all of these have Fatha, right? But in the Mudari, each of them have a different vowel. So here you have Kataba, middle letter Fatha, but in the Mudari has Dhamma. Here you have Jalasa, middle letter is Fatha also, but in the Mudari you have Kasra. And here you have Zahaba, Fatha, okay, in the middle letter, but in the Mudari you have Fatha. So the Mudari can take Dhamma, can take Kasra, can take Fatha. Even though all of them in the Mudari are the same, they're all Fatha, 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 right? But in the Mudari it may change. And there's no consistent rule for that. Like certain type of verb, if it's in the Maadi, it has Fatha in the middle, then in certain cases it's going to remain Fatha, or certain cases are going to change to Dhamma, or certain cases are going to be, no, there's no rule for it. You just have to memorize it. You just have to memorize it. Jazakallah khair. Okay, thank you. Allahu Akbar. I need help. Alright? Alright, so what are we saying here? We're saying that these three, of the four types that we have in front of us, these three, even though they all have Fatha on the middle letter in the past tense form in the Maadi, in the Mudari, we don't know what vowel it's going to be. Even though they're consistent in the Maadi having Fatha, in the Mudari they're not consistent. Sometimes it's going to be Fatha, sometimes it's Kasra, sometimes it's Dhamma. So when you memorize a verb, you have to memorize the ماضي vowel in the middle with the مضاري. So this one is on the pattern of فتح ضمة, right? That's why we have here فتح ضمة. This one is on the pattern of فتح كسرة. So we have فتح فتح كسرة. And this one is فتح فتح. So we have فتح فتح. Alright? So, what do you have to do when you memorize a verb? You look at the past tense verb, you see in the dictionary, you're going to see, if it's a Hanswear dictionary, you're going to see ذهبَ, and after ذهبَ, you're going to see a vowel. That vowel is to tell you what it's going to be in the مضاري. So if you look up the verb كتبَ, you're going to see كتبَ written in Arabic, and then there's going to be a ضمَّ. After it, that ضمَّ tells you in the مضاري, it's going to change from that فتَّة to a ضمَّ. So that's فتَّة, ضمَّ pattern. كتبَ يكتبُ. Alright, كَتَبَ يَكْتُبُ. قَتَلَ, you look up قَتَلَ, you look in the dictionary, you will see قَتَلَ, after you're going to see a ضَمَّة. That means it's قَتَلَ يَقْتُلُ. يَقْتُلُ. It's going to be فَتَّ ضَمَّة, okay? So, when you get a verb on this pattern, فَتَّ ضَمَّة, all the verbs that's like that, memorize them together. Those are فَتَّ ضَمَّة verbs. And then you keep repeating them into your mind until your tongue gets used to it. And then when you automatically know it's Dhamma. Yani when you hear قَتَلَ يَقْتِلُ, it doesn't sound right. It's قَتَلَ يَقْتُلُ. ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ. Somebody said ذَهَبَ يَذْهِبُ, it doesn't sound right. It's ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ. Why? How do you know it's يَذْهَبُ? You train your brain to hear it that way. There's no rule for knowing it. You have to just memorize it, okay? So this you have to memorize. So we have this pattern. فَتَّ ضَمَّ كَتَبَ يَكْتُبُ. We have جَلَسَ يَجْلِسُ, يعني فَتَّ كَسْرَ, يَجْلِسُ. And we have ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ, يعني فَتَّ فَتَّ. And we have a lot of verbs in each one of these types. And then we have finally a كَسْرَ in the ماضي, always becoming فَتْحَ in the مضاري. سَمِعَ يَسْمَعُ.
So in terms of يَشْرَبُ, we'll be on the same pattern of
شَرِبَ, شَرِبَ, يَشْرَبُ. Anytime it's كَسْرَ in the ماضي, خلاص, it's easy for you. You know it's going to be in مضاري, فتحة, فتحة. Alright? Okay, let's look at the key, inshallah. I just wanted to see this chart a little bit, just for us to get it in our mind, the basic rule before we start reading. Okay, key, English key in the back of the book, page 34. Page 34. Naam. Lesson number 10. In this lesson, we learn the following. The present tense of the Arabic verb. Present tense. We mean by that what? Al-mudari'. The Arabic verb has only three forms. Three forms. These are the past tense, which is called al-madi. B, the present future tense, which is called al-mudari'u. And the reason why we're saying present future tense, because the actual form of the verb for present tense and future tense is the same. The form of the verb is the same. Except, before the verb, or connected to the verb, you're going to have sawfa or seen. Yani the word sawfa will indicate that this مضاري form of the verb, instead of being used for present tense, it's intending future tense. When you say سوف, سوف. Or if you connect to the verb, the letter seen. So you have يذهب, he is going, but if you say سيذهب, that means future tense. سوف يذهب, that means future tense. But the actual form of the verb is the same. Okay, the form of the verb is the same for present tense and future tense. That's why they're calling it here what? The present future tense. This is called al-mudari'u. And the third one we have is the imperative, which is called al-amru. Al-amru. Okay, so we have the madi, past tense. We have the mudari, present future tense. And we have the amr, the amr form, right? The fi'l amr means the command form, imperative. When you're commanding somebody to do something. We have already learnt the ماضي, past tense form. In this lesson, we will learn the مضاري, present future tense form. We will learn the أمر, in lesson 14. A few more lessons down. We'll learn fi'l amr. Okay, so for now, we have the al-madi, and we will take the mudari in this lesson today. In the mudari, one of the four letters, ya, ta, hamza, wa noon, is prefixed to the verb. Okay, those four letters we said are the letters that will always be prefixed to a verb. Whether it's a singular form or plural form. Whether it's first person, second person, or third person. No matter what, every form of the verb is going to have a prefix with it. Okay, the mudari always has one of these letters as a prefix. Okay, we have learnt that he wrote is kataba. Now, he writes is yaktubu. Yaktubu. Okay, so we add the prefix ya, put sukun on the first letter, and the last letter always takes dhamma. As far as the middle letter, in this case it's a dhamma, in some cases it will be a fatha, in some cases it will be kasra. Note that yaktubu means he writes, or he is writing, or he will write. He writes and he is writing, I'm saying now, he writes and he is writing is the same meaning. That's the mudari for present tense. He will write is the mudari for future tense. He will write. Okay, that's if you have with it, sa, sayaktubu, sayadhabu, sayakulu, or you have saufa. Okay, so there are two ways you can express it in English, he writes or he is writing. What do we mean by he writes? I mean, this is something that he does. Alright? He is writing means you are saying something a little bit different. You are saying he is writing right now. Okay? But the verb form is the same, but from the context you understand. Okay? If you say he writes, you mean by that he's a person who does write. But if you mean to say he is writing right now, the same form of the verb we use, but from the context it will be expressed more clearly, right? Like you say about brother so and so, he boxes. Right now, he's eating, but he does box, though, right? So you can say he boxes. But now, if you go to the gym, you might say he is boxing. Right now. But the way you express it in Arabic, the verb form is exactly the same. But the context will tell you that you mean this is something he does, or this is something he's doing right now. But all of that is the present tense form. Now, if you say he will do it, then that's the future tense, okay? The verb form is the same. But with that case, you use seen or you use sawfa. Now let us see the difference between the forms of the madi and mudari. Kataba yaktubu. We have learnt that most Arabic verbs have three letters or radicals. Three letters, right? Which is on the pattern as we talked about last year. For example, plurals have patterns, right? Which we call awzan or wazn. Okay, so the wazn here, we're using the letters Fa, Ayn, and Lam. Fa'ala. So most Arabic verbs have three letters or radicals. In the Madi, the first radical has Fatha. And in the Mudari, it has Sukoon. The first radical has Sukoon. That's what we just talked about before, with the prefix before it. But the first letter from the root will have Sukoon. In the Madi, it has Fatha, and the Mudari has Sukoon. The third radical has a Fatha in the Madi, and a Dhamma in the Mudari. So the third radical also has fatha in the madi. First and last radical has fatha. In the mudari, the first radical takes sukoon, and the last radical in the mudari takes dhamma. The second radical may have any of the three vowels, fatha, kasra, or dhamma, both in the madi as well as in the mudari. Okay, so we're saying what? The second radical, the ayn of the form, of the wazn, the ayn letter, second letter, it can take any vowel. As far as the first one and the second one is constant. In the first and third, the first and third is fatha. In the mudari, the first one is sukoon, and the last one is dhamma. That's constant. But the middle one, the ayn, second letter, second radical, it can take any vowel. Fatha, kasra, or dhamma. Fayyib. According to the vowel of the second radical, verbs are classified as six groups. What do we mean, the second radical? The second letter of the root of the verb, whether it's madi or mudari. According to the vowel of the second radical, the ayn, verbs are classified in six groups. We learned four of these in this lesson. Four of the six groups, okay? The first group is the AU group. يعني فتحة ضمة. فتحة in the ماضي, ضمة in the مضاري. In this group, the second radical has A in the ماضي and U in the مضاري. For example, in the middle, second radical, كتب. تا, it has فتحة, right? كتب. He wrote. In the مضاري, يكتب. He writes. كتب يكتب. قتل, he killed. يقتل, he kills. قتل يقتل. سجد, he performed سجد. يسجد, he performs سجد. سجد يسجد. Alright, so these are all from the same group. فتح ضم. كتب يكتب. قتل يقتل. سجد يسجد. All these from the same group. Second group, the AI group. يعني فتح كسرة. In this group, the second radical has A in the ماضي and I in the مضاري. For example, جلس, the second radical has فتة. يجلس, the second radical has كسرة. يجلس, جلس يجلس. He sat or he sits. نعم. Page 35, top of the page. From the same group, فتة, فتحة, كسرة group, you have ضرب, he beat, يضرب, he beats. ضرب يضرب. And you have غسل, he wash, يغسل, he washes. غسل يغسل. فتح كسرة. فتح كسرة group. What do you have in this group? جلس يجلس. ضرب يضرب. غسل يغسل. Third group C. AA group. In this group, the second radical has فتح in the ماضي as well as in the مضاري, meaning in the ماضي as well as in the مضاري, the عين letter, the second radical has فتة in both ماضي past tense and مضاري present tense. In this group you have ذهب, he went, يذهب, remains فتة, the second letter. ذهب يذهب. You have فتح, he opened, يفتح, he opens. فتح يفتح. And you have قرأ, he read, يقرأ, he reads. قرأ يقرأ. قرأ يقرأ. ذهب يذهب. فتح يفتح. قرأ يقرأ. And the last group that we'll take here, the fourth group D, is IA group. That's the easiest one. كسرة فتحة. It has كسرة in the ماضي, it has automatically فتحة in the مضاري. In this group, the second radical has I in the ماضي, كسرة, and A in the مضاري, فتحة. For example, you have فحمة, he understood. يفهم, he understands. كسرة فتحة. فهم يفهم. شرب, he drank. يشرب, he drinks. شرب يشرب. And you have حفظ, he memorized. يحفظ, he memorizes. حفظ يحفظ. حفظ يحفظ. Alright, so you have فهم يفهم, شرب يشرب, حفظ يحفظ. As there is no rule to determine the group of a verb, the student should learn the group of each new verb he learns. All good dictionaries mention this. While expressing a verb, usually both the ماضي and the مضاري are mentioned together. If you are asked for the Arabic for to write, you say كتب يكتب. يعني in other words, if somebody asks you, how do you say to write? You don't just give them the past tense verb, you should give them both of them so that they will know that in the ماضي it takes ضم, for example, in this case. كتب يكتب. نعم. ضرب يضرب. شرب يشرب. Okay, so this is common. In a few dictionaries, or at least in one that I have seen years ago that I don't think is in print anymore, they actually used to give the ماضي and the مضاري in full form. They would write كتب يكتب. But in the Hanzibar dictionary, they write كتب, and they only give you the vowel for the mudari. So you have to know the system. That vowel means what? That's the vowel for the mudari. A person doesn't know that, he sees it there, he doesn't know what it is. Okay? But if you know what it is, then it benefits you. Now you know when you're looking up a verb in the dictionary, you see kataba with a dhamma after, you know that dhamma is for the second radical for the mudari form of the verb. Kataba yaktubu. Jayid? Five. That's what we want to say concerning the verbs. Okay, so you see it on the board there. كَتَبَ يَكْتُبُ جَلَسَ يَجْلِسُ ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ سَمِعَ يَسْمَعُ سَمِعَ يَسْمَعُ فَهِمَ يَفْحَمُ حَفِظَ يَحْفَظُ. Okay, so these are the good ones. The ones that are standard, set, fixed, don't change. That's the كَسْرَ فَتْحَ form of the verb. Second thing we'll deal with this lesson, and also of the most important things in this lesson, is the first and second point, numbers from 21 to 30. The two parts of the numbers are joined by wow. For example, واحدٌ وعشرون طالبًا. واحدٌ وعشرون طالبًا. So the first part of the number واحدٌ with تنوين, and the second part of the number عشرون. They are connected by wow al-atif. Connecting them together, the wow that joins them together, right? This and that. 1 and 20. 1 and 20. Note, he gives us a few points here related to these numbers. There are 3 points. The first point, A, the first part of these numbers has tanween. Wahidun, thalathatun, arba'atun, like this. The first part of the number has tanween. For example, wahidun wa ishruna. Thalathatun wa ishruna. Arba'atun wa ishruna. So keep in mind that there's no idafa here, so the tanween is on the number. The word ithnan, of course, has no tanween. Ithnan is a special word, right? So if it is marfoon, it will be ithnan. If it's mansoob or majroor, it will be what? Ithnain. Ithnain. Naam. Okay, but no tanween. Tayyib. B, the second point. Wahidun and ithnan are masculine with the masculine ma'adud. Same like the numbers we just went over before salat, right? We said that 1 and 2, they are same in gender, the adad and ma'adud. And same thing, 11 and 12, the both parts of 11 and 12 are the same as the number and the ma'adud are same in gender. Masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine. So same thing here, with the numbers 20, 30, 40, and 50, the first part of the number, it will be the same as the ma'adud. Masculine with the masculine ma'adud, feminine with the feminine ma'adud. But the numbers from 3 to 9, here are feminine. Note that they are feminine. Why are they feminine here? Because of the ma'adud. Okay, so the numbers from 3 to 9, they are not the same adad and ma'adud. Rather, they will change depending on what the ma'adud is. The adad and the ma'adud, just like from 3 to 10, are opposite. And likewise here, with the numbers 20, 30, 40, and 50, the adad and the ma'adud are opposite in gender for the first part of this number. Alright? So from 3 to 9, for example, you have wahidun wa ishroon, rajulan. Wahid is masculine, rajulan masculine. Ithnan wa ishroon, rajulan. Ithnan is masculine, rajulan masculine. But from 3 to 9, it changes. Thalathatun وعشرون رجلا. ثلاثة feminine, رجلا masculine. أربعة وعشرون رجلا. أربعة is feminine, رجل masculine. خمسة وعشرون رجلا. ستة وعشرون رجلا. تسعة وعشرون رجلا. يعني the first part of the number being opposite of the ma'adud. Alright, so 1 and 2, they are same, added the ma'adud in gender. And from 3 to 9, they are opposite in gender, the added and the ma'adud. Number 3, C. The ma'adud is singular and mansoob. The ma'adud is what? Singular and mansoob. And this is the same as what? This is the same as the numbers from 11 to 20. The numbers from 11 to 20 are the ma'adud is singular, mansoob. And the same thing here, 21, 22, and 23, it's singular, mansoob. The ma'adud. And that's the end of the things related to numbers. Okay, so he gives us 3 points here. The first point is that the first part of the number has tanween. The second point is that 3 to 9, the adad and ma'adud are opposite. Not so 1 and 2. And the third point is the ma'adud is singular mansoob. Tayyib. Third thing we have in this lesson is in terms of telling time, for example, right? If you're telling time and somebody says, "Kam as-sa'a," you say, "As-sa'a at-tasi'atu illa ruba'an." At-tasi'atu illa ruba'an. That means 9 o'clock, except a rub. What's a rub? A quarter of an hour. That means 15 minutes, right? A quarter of an hour is 15 minutes. So you say a quarter to 9 or 15 minutes before 9. So you say it's 9 o'clock except a quarter of an hour. Not quite 9 o'clock.
You want to say 8:45.
Okay, you can say 8:45 is the same thing. That's eight. If you want to say 8:45, then this is the same meaning. 8:45 is the same as a quarter to 9, right? But in Arabic you say what? You can say actually literally 8:45 too. But it's easy to say At-tasiyatu illa ruban. Illa ruban. No. Otherwise you say what? At-thaminatu wa khamsa wa arba'un. 45 and 45. This is easy. Ruban. Just ruban. Naam. Illa khamsina. Naam. Alpha illa khamsina. 950 years. That was what about? What did you say that he did that in reference to what?
Noah.
What about Noah? That he gave da'wah for 1,000 years except 50. So how old was Noah when he died? No, he's older than that. He gave da'wah for... This is the point that he's trying to make. Nah, he lived past 1,000. There's a different opinion amongst the scholars about it. If you read the tafsir, you'll find that. He lived long past 1,000. But it's difference of opinion concerning the matter. In any case, he lived past 1,000 years. But his da'wah was 950 years of da'wah. Of course, he wasn't born a prophet, right? He was born, and then when he was 40, he became a prophet. So that means 950 plus 40, at least 990, right? And plus... He was, you know, I mean, who knows how long he lived before, more than that. But there's some difference of opinion. Scholars have a few views concerning it. Well, I'm saying at least 40. He didn't become a prophet at the age of 15, that's for sure, right? But I think there's some narrations concerning him becoming a prophet at a later age than 40. Yeah. But at least 40, because manhood is achieved at the age of 40. Before that, you're still a young person. طيب التاسعة إلا ربعاً quarter to nine. إلا literally means except. But here we mean 9 minus 15. Okay, note that the noun after إلا is منسوب. Is منسوب. Note also the following examples. الساعة الواحدة إلا عشر دقائق 10 minutes to 1. That means الساعة الواحدة means 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. الساعة الواحدة إلا يعني 1 o'clock except يعني minus 10 minutes. عشر دقائق. دقائق is the plural of what? دقيقة نعم and عشرة دقائق is مضاف مضاف إليه عشرة is منسوب because of إلا and دقائق is what مضاف إليه يعني منسوب مضاف إليه must always be what مجرور so why is it taken فتح ممنوع من الصرف why is it ممنوع من الصرف جم broken على وزن مفاعل نعم وزن مفاعل broken plurals على وزن مفاعل are ممنوع من الصرف so if they are مجرور the sign that they are مجرور is فتحة فتحة طيب 10 minutes to 1 1 o'clock except 10 minutes okay الساعة الثانية إلا خمسة دقائق. Okay, الساعة الثانية 2 o'clock. Except 5 minutes. 5 minutes to 2. الساعة الخامسة إلا دقيقة واحدة. Okay, notice that عشر دقائق does not have تنوين. And خمسة دقائق does not have تنوين. But دقيقة واحدة has تنوين. Why is, what's the difference between them? Why those didn't take تنوين and this one does? Okay, daqiqatan, it takes tanween because it doesn't have alif lam. Right? So we said nouns either take alif lam or tanween. So why khamsa doesn't have alif lam and ashra doesn't have alif lam? Why doesn't it take tanween? Simple answer. You answered it before, but you didn't explain it. Yes. Because mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween. Mudafun, the mudafun never takes alif lam or tanween. So it's mudaf ilay, right? So ashra is mudafun and khamsa is mudafun. It can't take tanween. But here we have daqiqatan, wahidatan. There's no idafa here. So it's naturally going to take alif lam or tanween. Illa daqiqatan. It's mansoob because of what? Daqiqatan. Because of illa. And wahidatan is mansoob because of what? It's not mudaf ilayh. If it's mudaf ilayh, it has to be majhoor. It's a sifa. It's a sifa. Listen, brothers and sisters, these questions are not part of this lesson. These questions are examination questions. These are the questions that's going to come on your final exam. Just like this. Huh? It would be good if the easy questions like this come on the exam, right? Huh? Right?
No?
But you already know the questions. The same exact question is going to come. It's easy, right? It's going to be easy. If you know the questions before the exam, it's easy, right? I'm telling you the questions now. Just pay attention. Fayyib. Okay, as-sa'atu al-khamisatu illa daqiqatan wahidatan. Inshallah, exams should be so easy. When I was in school, I wish the exams were this easy.
Now it's
not in man'ut. Daqiqatan is the man'ut and wahidatan is the na'at, sifa, describing it. So that's why it's mansoob and that's why it is tanween, nakira, and so on. It's feminine because daqiqa is feminine, wahida is feminine. Now, daqiqatan wahidatan. It's mansoob because of illa.
And
wahidatan is a na'at or sifa describing it, so that's why it's mansoob. Type the last, next to last point, but okay, these are the minor points here now, 3 and 4 and 5. Number 4, we have learned two meanings for la'alla in lesson 1. Remember la'alla? Huh? What's la'alla? What do we call it? From akhawatu? Akhawatu inna. Inna wa anna wa la'alla and so on, right? We had that in lesson 1. La'alla. These are the two meanings for la'alla. They are A, I hope, and B, I am afraid. The first, I hope, this meaning is called at-taraji. Yani from raja. You have to have hope for something, right? You hope something will be like that. And the second, I fear, I am afraid, is called al-ishfaq. Al-ishfaq. This means you don't hope it happens like that. You're afraid that it's going to happen like that. Huh? You get the difference? One of them, la'alla means perhaps this is going to happen. Maybe this will go like this. But in one case, you hope it's going to be like that. That's your hope. And in the other case, you fear it's going to be like that. You don't want that to happen, but I fear it's going to go this way. This is called ishfaq. But if it's something that you think may happen and you want it to happen like that, you hope it will be, then that's called taraji, at-taraji. Okay, so these are the two meanings of la'alla. We said one of them is at-taraji and the other one is al-ishfaq. One of them, you hope something will happen like that, and the other one, you fear. You don't hope it will happen. You hope it will not happen like that, but you're afraid that it will. Okay, for example, in the sentence, لَعَلَّهُ يَرْجِعُ الْيَوْمَ مُتَأَخِّرًا لَعَلَّهُ يَرْجِعُ الْيَوْمَ مُتَأَخِّرًا. What does this mean? I hope he will return. Al-yawma mutaakhiran. Mutaakhiran. late. Does it mean I hope he is? Is it taraji or ishfaq? It's probably more so ishfaq. I fear, I am afraid that he will come back today late. Okay? Maybe if it is your father and he's scheduled to beat you, you hope he will come late, right? But if it is your employer and he's scheduled to pay you, you fear that he will come back late.
And sometimes he do.
Actually, he will not come at all today. Okay, it is al-ishfaq, as it means I am afraid he will come back today late. I mean, of course, it depends on the context of the statement, right? Is it I fear he will come back late, or I hope he will come back late? But it's more likely on the surface that kind of statement is ishfaq, that you fear he will come back late. But it could go either way. Okay, so what we're saying here, we're just reminding ourselves that we had this word before, la'alla. It has two meanings. One of them is hope and the other one is fear. And they are called taraji and ishfaq. Okay, that's all that is. Point number five, baina, between. There are two points related to this baina. The noun following it is majroor, because it is mudaf ilayhi. The noun following it is always majroor. The noun following, baina, because it is mudaf ilayhi. Okay, so you say, jalasa hamidun baina bilalin wa faisalin. Jalasa hamidun baina bilalin wa faisalin. Hamid sat between Bilal and Faisal. Okay, baina bilalin. It's majroor. Because of what? Mudaf ilayhi. And Faisalin is majroor because of what? Waw al-ataf. Waw al-ataf. Okay, that's the first point. That the noun following baina is mudafun ilay majroor. Second point, baina should be repeated with pronouns. For example, hadha baini wa bainaka. And you don't say hadha baini wa ka. But you say what? Hadha baini wa bainaka. When you're using a pronoun with baina, then you repeat the baina again. Baina, baini, وبينك بينه وبينها بيني وبينهم. Okay, if it's pronouns being used, you repeat it. If it's not pronouns, you don't need to repeat. You say بين بلال وفيصل. بين بلال وفيصل. Okay, so these are the two points related to بين. The ism, the noun following is مجرور, and if you're using pronouns, you should repeat بين.
Other words, are you saying that when you're talking about yourself?
Baini
wa
bainaka.
Right.
Wa bainahu wa bainaha. Wa bainaka wa baina.
Right. When you're talking about somebody,
just use the wa. What type of pronouns are you using? Fayib. Now, vocabulary. Vocabulary, we have a few vocabulary words here. Maktabun is old word, right? Office. Amilun. Did we have that before? Amilun? Amilun means a laborer or a worker or one who is doing something. Amil. Amil. Amilun is ala wazn what? Fa'ilun. Fa'ilun is the one who does it, right? And maf'ulun is the one that it is done to. Remember we talked about that before, right? We said ma'dud, mashroob, maktub, maqtul, right? That's the maf'ul and this is the fa'il. This is the ism fa'il, ala wazn, fa'ilun, amilun. The one who sits is on the wazn fa'il is what? Who sits from jalasa? Jalisun. Al ism fa'il. The one who wrote from kataba ala wazn fa'il is what? Katibun. Okay, so you say katibun. Huwa katibun. He is a writer. Huwa what? Katibun. Qari'un. He is a reader and so on. Okay, tulun means length. The length of something. What is the length of it? Ma tuluhu. What is its length? Okay, and then you have on the other column over there, da'iman, meaning always. Ahyanan, meaning sometimes. Marratan ukhra, means once again. Another time. Literally it means another time. Marratan ukhra, another time, once again. Okay, so if you say he does it, da'iman, all the time. He does it أحياناً, sometimes. He did it مرةً أخرى. He did it again. We told him don't do that. And he did it مرةً أخرى. You know what's going to happen then, right? You're going to get punished. نعم. سجد يسجد. That's on the, that's what type of verb? فتح ضم. سجد يسجد. To perform سجد. فعل يفعل. فتح فتح. To do something. رقب يركب. كسرة فتح. To ride. بين between. بينهما between the two of them. Between them, but literally it means what? Between the two of them. Huma. Ardun means with. Right? Length means what? Tool. Tool wa ard. What is it? Tool wa ard. It's length and it's width. Masafatun means what? Distance. What is the distance between New York and Mecca? Long distance. Kilometrun. Kilometrun. Huh? Centimetrun. Kilometer, centimeter. Metrun. A meter. Amila ya'malu. Amila ya'malu. Ala pattern of what? Kasra fatha. Amila ya'malu. To work. Raka'a yarka'u. That's what type of verb? Fatha fatta. Raka'a yarka'u. To bow in prayer. Jayyid? Jayyid. Alright, let's go to the lesson. The dialogue for lesson number 10, page 69. Ad-darsu al-ashiru. The 10th lesson. Ad-darsu al-ashiru. Al-ashiru is ala wazn fa'ilu. Al-ashiru al-fa'ilu. Al-tasi'u al-fa'ilu. Naam. Darsu al-ashiru, 10th lesson. Okay, what are we doing here? Number one, we want to make sure that we're reading correctly, especially short vowels, long vowels, shadda, diphthongs, things like this. We want to make sure we're reading correctly. Equally important, we want to make sure what? That we understand, comprehend what we're reading. And for this dialogue, right now, we want to make sure that we pay attention to the new vocabulary words and new grammatical rules. Any new vocabulary or new grammatical rules, we want to pay careful attention to them. Okay? Okay, let's read. Zahaba Zakariya li ziyarati Hamidin. Why is it ziyarati? Harja li. Zahaba Zakariya li ziyarati Hamidin. Why Hamidin ten kasra? مضاف إليه بعد صلاة الفجر وهي صلاتي مجرور بعد نعم بعد and قبل مجرور والكسرة and why is الفجر والكسرة مضاف إليه صلاة الفجر okay what does it mean ذهب زكريا لزيارة حامد بعد صلاة الفجر what does it mean زكريا To visit Hamid after Salatul Fajr. وَلَكِنَّهُ مَا وَجَدَهُ فِي الْبَيْتِ فَقَالَ لِبْنِهِ مُوسَى أَيْنَ أَبُوكَ وَلَكِنَّهُ مَا وَجَدَهُ فِي الْبَيْتِ What does it mean? But he did not find him in the house. فَقَالَ لِبْنِهِ So he said to his son Musa, أَيْنَ أَبُوكَ Where's your father? جيد لابنه موسى أين أبوك؟ طيب موسى says ذهب إلى السوق meaning he went to the market. زكريا says أيذهب إلى السوق كل يوم meaning does he go to the market every day كل يوم Notice, أَيَذْهَبُ is the mudari of what verb?
ذَهَبَ
يَذْهَبُ. That means it's fatha, fatha. أَيَذْهَبُ إِلَى السُّوكِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. Musa says, نَعَمْ يَذْهَبُ دَائِمًا إِلَى السُّوكِ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ. Meaning? He always goes to the marketplace after Salatul Fajri. Naam. Yadhhabu da'iman. Not ahyanan. Da'iman. What if you wanted to say he goes sometimes? Ahyanan. What if he goes rarely? Rarely. Yani seldom. Maratan ukhra means once again. Mean he did it again, right? One more time. Nadiran. Seldom. Nadiran. Nadi.
Nadi.
Dal. Nadiran. Tayyib. Naam. Yadhhabu da'iman ila as-suqi ba'd salat al-fajr. Zakaria says, mata yarji'u min as-suqi. Meaning? When does he return from the marketplace? Yarji'u is the mudari for what verb?
Raja.
Raja. Raja yarji'u. So that's which type? Fatha kasra. Raja yarji'u. Yarji'u fi sa'ati sabi'ati. Yarji'u fi sa'ati sabi'ati. Meaning? He returns in the seventh hour, literally. How would we say that in regular English? He returns at 7 o'clock. Literally, the seventh hour. Naam, it's 7 o'clock. He returns at 7 o'clock. وَأَحْيَانًا فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّامِنَةِ. وَأَحْيَانًا فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّامِنَةِ. And sometimes at 8 o'clock, in the eighth hour. Zakaria. مَاذَا يَفْعَلُ فِي الْبَيْتِ. What does he do in the house? From fa'ala yaf'alu fatha fatha. What does he do in the house? Yaqra'u as-suhufa wa yasma'u al-akhbara min al-idha'ati. Yaqra'u as-suhufa. He reads the newspapers. Wa yasma'u al-akhbara min al-idha'ati. And listens to the news from the radio station. Zakaria, متى يذهب إلى المصنع؟ When does he go to the factory? يذهب is from ذهب. فتحة فتحة. ذهب يذهب إلى المصنع. إلى المصنع. موسى says يذهب في الساعة التاسعة والنصف. يذهب في الساعة التاسعة والنصف. He goes at 9:30. Literally, the ninth hour and a half. 9:30. نعم. ومتى يرجع من هناك؟ And when does he return from there? موسى يرجع في الساعة الواحدة والنصف أو الثانية. يرجع في الساعة الواحدة والنصف. He returns at 1:30 or 2 o'clock. It's understood الثانية means أو الساعة الثانية. But we left out ساعة here. It's understood, right? 1:30 or 2, meaning 2 o'clock. Zakaria, أَيَذْهَبُ إِلَى الْمَصْنَعِ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى بَعْدَ الظُّهْرِ. نعم. Does he go to the factory? مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Once again? Another time? Literally another time? مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Does he go once again? بَعْدَ الظُّهْرِ. After the noon prayer, Musa la, la yadhhabu ba'da dhuhri. What does that mean? No, he does not go after al-dhuhri. Notice the comma after la, right? The comma is for a small pause. La. La yadhhabu. Not la la yadhhabu. Not la la yadhhabu. La. La. La yadhhabu. No. He does not go after al-dhuhr. يَجْلِسُ هُنَا فِي مَكْتَبِهِ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ. Meaning, يَجْلِسُ هُنَا فِي مَكْتَبِهِ. He sits هُنَا here فِي مَكْتَبِهِ. In his office, بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ. Until? After صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ. نعم. زكريا. كَمْ عَامِلًا يَعْمَلُ في مصنعكم. كم عاملا يعمل في مصنعكم؟
How many laborers?
How many workers are working in your factory? Notice that after كم عاملا is مفرد منصوب. جيد. طيب موسى. مصنعنا ليس بكبير. What does that mean?
Our factory is not that big.
It's not big. يعمل فيه 125 عاملا ومهندسا.
Working in it
is 125 laborers. 125 laborers and
One engineer.
مهندساني اثنان. زكريا الساعة الآن التاسية إلا ربعا وما رجع أبوك؟ ها؟ مصنع. مصنع. Factory. مصنع. Okay, what does it mean? الساعة الآن التاسية إلا ربعا. It is now 8:45. The hour, the time now is 8:45. وَمَا رَجَعَ أَبُوكَ. Wayne. He said Wayne. You said Wayne? Oh, I thought you were speaking Darji. Because Wayne, that means, where is he? Wayne. That's in colloquial language though. I thought he was saying Wayne. Fane. Now, Wayne. Wayne, however. نعم. وما رجع أبوك. وما رجع أبوك. And he didn't, did not come back. He did not return. ما رجع. This ما نافية. ما of negation. طيب موسى says لعله يرجع اليوم متأخرا. Meaning maybe he will return today late. Late. لعله here doesn't mean ترجي or إشفاك. I'm afraid. Which one is that? ترجي or إشفاك? إشفاك. إشفاك. I am afraid. I fear that he will return today late. متأخرا. متأخرا. نعم. طيب, any question about the dialogue? نعم. Not exactly. Amil is more so used as a laborer, and a muwazzaf is an employee. It's more general. Okay, a laborer can be an employee, right? But not every employee is a laborer. So they are not, yani, equal. Muwazzaf is general, includes laborers. But laborers is not general. It doesn't include the secretary. Doesn't include the accountant. Doesn't include the technician. They are not laborers, but they are employees, right? So muwazzaf is more general, and amil is more specific. Worker, laborer. Taib, naam. Any other question about the dialogue? Walaikum salam. Okay, tamarin, tamarin. Yeah, that's because he's in a place where factories usually have like 1,000 workers and stuff. Wherever he's at, you know, they usually have 1,000 workers in a factory. So he said, our factory is small. نعم طيب تمارين التمرين الأول first exercise أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية what does it mean نعم
answer the following question
the first question لزيارتي من ذهب زكريا he went to visit who نعم ذهب زكريا لزيارة حامد نعم متى ذهب ذهب بعد صلاة الفجر طيب number three أين يذهب حامد بعد صلاة الفجر okay ذهب أو يذهب أين يذهب
يذهب
بعد صلاة الفجر إلى السوق number four أربعة متى يرجع من السوق متى يرجع من السوق في الساعة what which one is it يرجع من السوق في الساعة السابعة نعم وأحيانا not من المصنع من السوق after Fajr he goes to the souk then he comes back and then he goes to the masna and then he comes back and he stays home except he goes to the masjid for salat alright وأحيانا وأحيانا يرجع في الساعة الثامنة نعم ماذا يفعل في البيت يقرأ الصحف ويسمع الأخبار من الإذاعة نعم it's okay as long as you the point is comprehension not memorization Because maybe we can understand it, but maybe we didn't memorize all of it. It's easier to look at it, but it's a little more difficult to just read it and then close the book and answer the questions from your memory. It would be nice if we can answer the questions from our memory. He's a young man, right? He's not giving any consideration to the old people here. He thinks everybody has a young memory like his, right? He thinks everybody has an unused, yani, brand new brain, right? We have old brains here, bro. Have some compassion, mercy. Come, number seven. كم عاملا يعمل في المصنع في مصنعه مية oh no book for him okay he said they said for you you can't look at the book
that's how he studied
okay okay يعمل في مصنعنا right how many 125 عاملا 125 عاملا كم مهندسا يعمل في مصنعه يعمل في مصنعه مهندساني اثناني طيب التمرين الثاني second exercise صح this is a فعل أمر صح ما يلي correct what follows حامد ابن موسى صحيح لا هذا خطأ what's the correct موسى هو ابن حامد نعم طيب number two يذهب حامد إلى السوق أحيانا خطأ what's correct
يذهب حامد
يذهب حامد إلى السوق دائما. Okay, دائما. Or we could say يذهب إلى السوق كل يوم. نعم يذهب دائما إلى السوق. Okay, نعم. Yes, دائما is correct. Or you could say كل يوم, because that's what he asks about. Does he go every day? نعم دائما. طيب, number four. يذهب حامد إلى المصنع. Oh, I'm sorry, that's number three, right? يذهب حامد إلى المصنع في الساعة الثامنة والنصف. خطأ. طيب, يذهب حامد إلى المصنع كم؟ في كم ساعة؟ إلى المصنع بعد صلاة الظهر؟ بعد صلاة الفجر؟ لا, بعد صلاة الفجر يذهب إلى السوق. يذهب حامد إلى المصنع في ساعة تاسع إلا ربع. He said تاسع والنصف. نعم, يذهب إلى المصنع ساعة تاسع والنصف. طيب, number four. يذهب حامد إلى المصنع بعد صلاة الظهر أيضا. إذا صحيح خطأ. يذهب حامد إلى المصنع بعد صلاة الظهر. That's خطأ. So what's correct? إلى المصنع بعد صلاة الظهر. بعد صلاة العشاء he goes to the مصنع. I don't think so. بعد صلاة الفجر he doesn't go to the مصنع بعد صلاة الفجر either. Okay. Does he go after Salat al-Dhuhr? Ivan, also. Yeah. Meaning, in other words, he goes in the morning. Does he also go after Dhuhr?
Once in a while.
No. Once in a while, he goes back again?
No. He said he has to have
Okay, we'll say this Khata, right?
Yeah.
So what's correct is, what does he do after Salat al-Dhuhr? In his office, بعد صلاة الظهر. يذهب حامد إلى المصنع بعد صلاة الظهر أيضا؟ لا. يجلس في مكتبه بعد صلاة الظهر. خمسة, يجلس في البيت بعد صلاة العصر. يجلس في البيت بعد صلاة العصر. What does he do after صلاة العصر? Okay, so it says يجلسوا في البيت بعد صلاة العصر. Is that خطأ or صحيح?
خطأ.
نعم. يجلس في البيت, his office. نعم, his office in his house. نعم. Not the office in the factory. He doesn't go back to the factory. في مكتبه. It's not crystal clear, but from the context, it sounds like his office is in his house.
No.
No? It can be anywhere now. Okay, so then let's say this, right? يجلس في البيت بعد صلاة العصر. Say, يجلس what? في مكتبه بعد صلاة العصر. طيب. So it could be a خطأ, unless we understand that his مكتب. I know most of the people that I know in the people who have factories, they usually have an office in their house. People that I know who have factories. Now, I don't know about the people who you know have factories. But your factory owners might be different than my factory owners.
Most factories.
No, so we'll say it's outside then. Okay. So بعد صلاة العصر يجلس في مكتبي. طيب, you're probably right. مصنع حامد كبير. خطأ. صغير. It only has 125 workers. So we say khata masnu hamidin laysa bi kabirin. Laysa bi kabirin.
Why the
bi? Because laysa, right? Remember we had laysa before, and we said that the rule concerning laysa is that what does it do to the ism laysa? Ism laysa is marfu'un, and khabaru laysa is mansubun, unless you use harf bi, ba, unless it's with ba, alright? So if you use ba, this is one way of using laysa, but you could use it with ba, then instead of the khabar of laysa being mansub, it would be majroor. Okay, so it doesn't have to be with ba, but if you use it with ba, it makes it majroor. If it's not with ba, it becomes mansub. Alright? So the ba is there, that's permissible to speak like that.
You can use it without
that. You can use it without it, no. So in that case, if you don't use ba, you'll say what? Instead of laysa al-masna'u, or laysa masna'una bi kabirin, if you don't say bi, you'll say what? Naam, laysa masna'una kabiran. Okay? But here we're using the ba, which is the logatul hijaziyah, the logo of the people of Hijaz. In Mecca they speak like that. Number six. Tamreen al-thalith. Third tamreen, ta'ammal al-amthilata al-atiyata. Contemplate over the following examples. Okay, we have a list of sentences under al-madi, past tense, and a list of sentences under al-mudari'u, present tense. Okay, number one. Zahaba aliyun ila al-madrasati amsi. Zahaba, right? Now we want to use the mudari, we say what? Yadhabu aliyun ila al-madrasati kulla yawmin. What's the difference between zahaba and yadhabu? Zahaba is past tense. He did it. He went. Yadhabu is mudari, present tense. He does it. He goes, Ali goes to the school, kulla yawmin. Jayid? Second example. Qara'a Ismailu al-Qur'ana. Qara'a Ismailu al-Qur'ana. On the mudari, yakra'u Ismailu al-Qur'ana ba'da salat al-fajri kulla yawmin. Qara'a, he read the Qur'an. Yaqra'u, he reads the Qur'an. Yani in this case, after Salatul Fajr, every day. Third example, غَسَلَ الرَّجُلُ سَيَّارَتَهُ سَيَّارَتَهُ يَغْسِلُ الرَّجُلُ سَيَّارَتَهُ كُلَّ أُسْبُوعٍ. غَسَلَ, he washed. يَغْسِلُ, he washes his car كل أسبوع. Good question. Good question. Okay. Listen up. He has a question. Who can answer it for him?
Okay.
Okay, you saying in ghasala or yagsilu? Which one? The first one?
Yagsilu. I was thinking of yagsilu.
Okay, yagsilu ar-rajulu sayyaratahu. Should that be a kasra or should it be a fatha? That's the question?
But I see that it's an alif lam now. When you first read it fast, I thought it was mudafun,
mudafun. Oh, you thought it was mudafun, mudafun ilay. Sayyaratu mudafun ilay should be majroor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but then you noticed that it's not mudafun. مضاف, it's not إضافة. Okay, no problem. يغسل الرجل سيارته كل أسبوع. Okay, I have a couple of questions. I have a couple of إعراب questions. Okay, before we go on. We're going to go on just a couple of questions. Okay? Okay, in the first sentence, under the مضاري, ذهب علي إلى المدرسة أمس. Where's the fa'il in this sentence? Zahaba. Where's the fa'il? Aliyun. What is MC in this sentence?
It's a time.
maf'ulun fihi zarf. What did you say? Time, right? Zarf is zaman. Maf'ulun fihi, naam.
What you said, amsi?
Amsi, at the end of the sentence. Dhahaba aliyun ila madrasati, amsi. No, it doesn't make it majrur. But ams, it takes kasra because of what? Ya Abu Bakr. Ya Abu Bakr. Why does ams take kasra here? If it's maf'ulun fihi, maf'ulun fihi means it's mansub, right? So why is it taking kasra then? Amsi doesn't change. It's mabniyun ala kasra. Normally the maf'ulun fihi, zarf al-zaman, should take fatha because it's mansub. The maf'ul is a mansub. But this maf'ulun fihi, amsi, is mabniyun ala kasra. Even though, naam, it's maf'ulun fihi, but it's mabniyun. They made it as kasra, khalas, you can't change it. Alright? Amsi,
every time you say
amsi. Amsi is always kasra. Amsi.
The maf'ul bihi is the amps, right?
Maf'ul fihi, in this, yeah, amps is maf'ul fihi. It's the time in which the action took place, in this time. Maf'ul fihi. Naam, yes. Okay, next sentence, under the madi. Under madi. Qara'a Ismail al Qur'ana. Where's the fi'l? Where's the fa'il?
Ismail.
Where's the maf'ul bi? Al Qur'ana. طيب third sentence on the ماضي غسل الرجل سيارته سيارته. What is the إعراب of سيارته here? This whole expression سيارته. What is, explain it grammatically. Huh? What's the مفعول به?
سيارة.
سيارة is the مفعول به. Okay, and who is what? It's a pronoun going back to Rajul, but what is it? It's a Dhamir Muttasil. Uh-huh. What else? No, it's Dhamir Muttasil. Naam, because it's connected. But what about the I'rab of it? Is it marfu'un or is it majrurun? Or is it mansubun? Who? The who? It's mansub? Who, huh? It's in the place where it should be. It's mabniyun, that's correct. But it's in the place where it should be marfoon or mansubun or majrurun. You are on the track, but you use the wrong expression. Instead of it's in the place where it should be kasra, it's in the place where it should be mahalli jar. It's in the place where it should be majrurun fi mahalli jar. But it's mabniyun because it's dhamir. Doesn't change, okay? So why is it in the place where it should be majrur? Fi mahalli jar. Why?
Because
mudafun ilayh. That's what I was looking for in the beginning. Mudafun ilayh. But he said it's in the place where it should be kasra. Okay, why should it be kasra? Because mudafun ilayh. Should be majrur. Mudafun ilayh. Good. Okay, let's go on. Exercise number 4. Tamreen al-Rabi. These are some I'rab questions to keep you sharp in your I'rab. Question, exercise number 4. تأمل الأمثلة واكتب مضارع الأفعال الآتية. Contemplate the examples that we just read. Notice in the ماضي and the مضاري. Right? ذهب يذهب قرأ يقرأ غسل يغسل. Notice the difference between ماضي and مضاري. And then write the مضاري of the أفعال الآتية. Now, this chart here is separated on 2 pages. It starts on the bottom of page 71 and then it goes to 72. Notice that there are 4 columns, right? And each column is under one form. The first column that goes on to the next page, it has more examples on the next page. The first column is Fatha Dhamma. Fatha in the Madi, Dhamma in the Mubari. Kataba Yaktubu. And all the verbs under there are on the same, of that same form. Okay, so it's Dakhala, what? يخرجوا يدخلوا يدخلوا خرج يخرجوا سجد يسجدوا أكل يأكلوا قتل يقتلوا. Okay, second column is of the type of فتحة كسرة. جلس يجلس. Alright. غسل يغسل رجع يرجعوا نزل ينزل كسر يكسر ضرب يضرب. Okay, third column. Third column is from the type of فتحة فتحة. ذهب يذهب. Okay, ركع يركع. رفع يرفع. فعل يفعل. سأل يسأل. فتح يفتح. ضمة always المضاري ends with ضمة يفتح. Unless it's a مضاري form that has N or لن or something that makes it منسوب, okay? Because the مضاري form, the vowel and the N can change. It could be مرفوض, could be منسوب, and it could be مجزوم. But we're going to talk about that later on. But for now, خلاص, it's always going to be ضمة. When I said it's always going to be ضمة, I said until we go to more advanced forms of verbs, okay? Because the مضاري form could be مرفوض with ضمة, could be منسوب with فتح, could be مجزوم with سكون. But we didn't come to that yet, okay? Okay, last form, last column, I mean, سمع يسمع. That's of what form? كسرة فتحة. كسرة فتحة. سمع يسمع. فاهم يفهم. لعب يلعب. حفظ يحفظ. شرب يشرب. ركب يركع. Boo. Jayid. Alright? So what you do is you try to class, put all the verbs in the same group, put them together and just recite them a few times, it sticks in your head. Recite them a few times together though. Recite them together. Go down the whole column. You know, you say كتب يكتب دخل يدخل خرج يخرج سجد يسجد أكل يأكل قتل يقتل. Read them a couple of times like that until the vowel formation, the wasn sticks in your head. Alright, that's exercise number 4. Exercise number 5, any question about that? Exercise number 4. It's good, right? It's clear? Just try to keep verbs of similar patterns together in your head. So if you forget one, you might remember another one. Like you might forget qatala, what is it? But you remember sajida yasjudu. Because some you're going to just remember because there's verbs that you know you might use or you see or just sticks in your head. So if you remember yasjudu, sajida yasjudu. So the other ones that you, other verbs you associated with, you know they're also going to be with Dhamma. Okay, so try to associate them with each other. So if you forget one, because sometimes you're going to forget. Sometimes I'm reading, I'm saying, wow, this verb is what form? I don't remember, but I try to remember some other verb that's associated with it. And then it comes back to you. Try to associate them.
And you hear these forms in the Quran a lot.
You hear it in the Quran a lot. And when you hear it in the Quran, try to make it click in your head so it starts sticking to you. So you're associating something with something all the time. Now. Huh? قل. Command form. في الأمر. نعم. قل. نعم. نعم. الله يفعل ما يريد. فعل يفعل. فتحة فتحة. Okay. تمرين. التمرين الخامس. The fifth exercise. أكمل الجملة الآتية بوضع فعل ماضي مضارع مناسب في الفراغ. Okay, complete the following sentences by putting فعل مضاري. فعل مضاري مناسب, appropriate or suitable فعل مضاري في الفراغ, in the empty spaces. Okay, put in a verb, any verb that you want, but it has to be فعل مضاري. Don't use ماضي, use مضاري, and it has to be appropriate, it has to make sense in that place. Okay, who wants the first one? Now, Abdul Karim.
يذهب أبي إلى السوق كل
كل
كل سبحي سبحين.
يذهب أبي إلى السوق كل صباح. Okay, let me give you a rule here, okay? He said كل صباح, and I said كل صباح. This is something we didn't take yet, but I want you to just try to benefit from the point, right? كل صباح is talking about what?
Every morning.
That's the meaning of it every morning. But what is it actually, the essence of what it's talking about? It's talking about the time in which the action takes place. Okay, the time in which action takes place is maf'ulun fihi, which is mansub, right? But the actual time that's mentioned in this expression is sabah. Right. But when sabah is preceded by another word that's connected to it, an idhafa, that word is connected to it, takes the mansub that sabah should take. If you didn't have kulla, you would have sabahan. That he goes to the market, sabahan.
Right.
That's the maf'ulun fi, mansub, right? But because you have kulla before it, you could have kulla, ba'da, jami'a, any word that's connected to the idhafa, it's going to be mansub because it's connected to the maf'ulun fihi. That should be mansub in this sentence. Okay? So that's why it has to be kulla. And if you look at the sentences that we had before, every time you had kulla, it was fatha. That's why it was fatha, because it's connected to the maf'ulun fihi in that expression. Now, They're an idafa, connected together. Now. Alright? So there's a reason why it's fatta. I really didn't intend to mention this, but when we were reading it, since nobody asked, I just left it. But when he read it just now, I said, maybe I should explain it, so that it will be clear to us. Why is it fatta? Kulla sabahin. Okay, next one, number two. Now, Abu Bakr.
Mata yarju abuka min al-masna'i.
Mata يَرْجِعُ أَبُوكَ مِنَ الْمَصْنَعِ نَعَمْ Number three, Abu Abdul Haq.
يَشْرَبُ
Who?
أَحْمَدُ
يَشْرَبُ أَحْمَدُ الْقَهْوَةَ
وَيَشْرَبُ
يوسف الشاي الشاي مفعول به الشاي نعم يشرب أحمد القهوة. What is the meaning of that? Ahmed drinks the coffee and Yusuf drinks the tea. Number four. نعم موسى نعم
أخي يقرأ صحفا ويسمع أخبارا
Good. Kulla sabahin. Kulla, same thing here. Kulla sabahin. Because mafulun fi. Akhi yaqra'u as-suhufa. Wa yasma'u al-akhbara min al-idha'ati. Kulla sabahin. What does it mean? My brother?
He reads
the newspapers
and listens to the news,
from the radio
every morning.
Type number five. You know, listening to the radio can be dangerous. Now, you should be careful what you listen to. Don't listen to anything. Sometimes it's filthy, it's immoral. It's music, it's all kind of stuff. You have to be careful. You can't listen to anything on the radio. Some radio stations are just full of corruption. Full of corruption. Be careful. Try to pick a radio station that's clean.
Yes, yes.
And then keep your finger near the button to turn it off. If you start acting stupid. Don't leave it on listening to that, brother. Don't let your ears be polluted with some of this filth that they have, brother. Most of it. Most of it. It's like that. You can hardly find a good radio station that's clean and of some benefit without all the other stuff. NPR is relatively good in comparison to the others. Now, yeah, it's more than likely it's more beneficial. Now, Abdul Halim. Yaktubu al-mudarrisu ala sabburati. Ala sabburati. Shadda on the scene, shadda on the ba. As-sabburati. Now, what does it mean? يَكْتُبُ الْمُدَرِّسُ The teacher writes on the board. Blackboard, whiteboard, some kind of board. Now. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, who takes the next one? Who didn't read yet? Huh? Okay, Salahuddin didn't read you. نعم يغسل هشام وجهه بالصابون. What does it mean?
هشام
washes his face with soap. يغسل from غسل يغسل. Number 7. Who else didn't read yet? Everybody read? MashaAllah. He didn't raise his hand yet.
I raised my hand for one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now I'm trying to can you say Yarja'u al-mudiru min al-madrasati fi sa'ati al-thaniyati.
Naam. Yarja'u al-mudiru من المدرسة في الساعة الثانية. يرجع from رجع يرجع. طيب number 6. Number 6. اقرأ ما يلي. اقرأ ما يلي. Notice what we want to notice about this. Most important thing is that 1 and 2, the عدد المعدود or the first part of the number and the معدود or masculine masculine, feminine feminine, they're equal. Okay, as far as 3 through 9, the first part of the number is going to be the opposite of the ma'adud, feminine, masculine. Okay, otherwise, and it also has tanween except ithnan. The first part of the number has tanween except ithnan. So we have wahidun wa ishruna taliban, ithnani wa ishruna taliban, thalathatun, feminine, wa ishruna taliban, masculine, arba'atun, feminine وعشرون طالبا masculine خمسة وعشرون طالبا ستة وعشرون طالبا سبعة وعشرون طالبا ثمانية وعشرون طالبا تسعة وعشرون طالبا and ثلاثون طالبا. The معدود is singular منسوب and the عدد and معدود are opposite in gender as far as the first part of the number. And عشرون always remains the same, doesn't matter about the ma'adud being masculine or feminine. Any question about those numbers? No question. Number 7. اقرأ ما يلي التمرين السابع. اقرأ ما يلي ثم اكتبه ما كتابة الأرقام الواردة فيه بالحروف. اقرأ ما يلي. Read what follows. Then write it with كتابة الأرقام الواردة. Meaning writing out the numbers which have been mentioned, fihi, in it, bilhuruf, with letters. Writing out the numbers as letters, words, not as numerals. Okay, as words, alright? So, you can write it, but for now we're going to read it, okay? Just read it. We'll take the first one. Naam, do Kareem. Well, he's always raising his hand first. Nah, he don't mind, go ahead.
I'm messing with the oldest followers this year. I'm going to switch, you're going to switch here.
Anybody going to jump off
the oldest followers? It's
Mark. All right, go ahead.
All right, fish shahri. Tisatun wa isruna thalathun.
Yawman. Okay, so the ma'adud is yawm, right? It's masculine. So we're going to make the number, the first part of the number, feminine. Okay? Fi shahri tis'atun with tanween wa ishruna aw thalathuna yawman. Mufrad mansub, yawman. Okay, second one. Abu Bakr.
Fi hadhihi al-hafilati ishruna raqiba.
Ishruna or khams?
Oh, come to
this point,
it looks like zero.
Okay, yeah, it does look like zero. English zero, right? Not the Arabic zero. No problem. Khamsatun wa ishruna. Fi hadhihi al-hafilati khamsatun وَإِشْرُونَ رَاقِبًا خَمْسَةٌ feminine, because رَاقِبٌ is masculine. خَمْسَةٌ وَالتَّنْوِينَ وَإِشْرُونَ رَاقِبًا مُفْرَدْ مَنْصُوب رَاقِبًا. نعم. Number three, turn the page. Who will take the next one? Abdul Haq.
Yeah, and his name was Taliban
Jadidan. Taliban Jadidan. Taliban is singular. Jadidan has to be singular. Ja'a al-yawma ithnani wa ishruna taliban jadidan. Musa.
في هذا الكتاب واحد وعشرون درسا.
نعم في هذا الكتاب واحد والتنوين وعشرون درسا مفرد منصوب. Number five. Number five. Number five. نعم إبراهيم give it a shot.
هذا الملعب طوله
طوله
طوله ثمانية عشرون
ثمانية
عشرون
وعشرون
متران وأرضه أربعة
أربعة والتنوين
أربعة وعشرون
متران نعم هذا الملعب والضمة مرفوع طوله ثمانية وعشرون مترا وأرضه أربعة وعشرون مترا Why did I say ثمانية Why did I say أربعة Feminine because متران is masculine Number six Mitran is a meter. Number six, who wants it? Nobody wants it, huh? Go ahead, okay, you want to give a shot, Musa?
Yeah.
Okay, give Musa a shot over here.
Kam kilometran.
Kam kilometran.
Il masafatu.
Il masafatu.
Bainal madinati. Bainal madinati.
بين المدينة والمطار. Notice we didn't repeat بين, right? Because we don't have any pronouns here, so you can say it one time. بين المدينة والمطار. The word after مدينة should be مجرور. نعم. كم كيلومترا متران المسافة بين المدينة والمطار. نعم. How many kilos is the distance between مدينة, the city, and the airport? نعم. Yes. نعم ثلاثة وعشرون كيلومترا المسافة بينهما between the two of them the city and the airport is ثلاثة والتنوين feminine because كيلومتر is masculine ثلاثة وعشرون كيلومترا Number seven. Go ahead, Abu Bakr.
هذا الدفتر ثمانية وعشرون
ثمانية or is it seven?
سبعة وعشرون
سبعة وعشرون سنتيمترا نعم هذا الدفتر طوله سبعة وعشرون سنتيمترا سنتيمتر is masculine so the number should be feminine سبعة وعشرون سنتيمترا طيب number eight نعم number eight تأمل ما يلي just reflect on what follows the opposite these two words are opposite مبكرا is the opposite of متأخراً. What is مبكراً?
Early.
And متأخراً? Late. Okay, both of them are مفعولاً فيه. ظرف الزمان, indicating time. That's why they are منصوب فتة. Alright? Number one. ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم مبكرا. Why is اليوم with فتة؟ مفعول فيه. مفعول فيه. ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم مبكرا ورجعت إلى البيت متأخرا. What is the meaning? ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم مبكرا. ذهبت, I went to the school today early. ورجعت إلى البيت متأخرا. And I returned to the house late. طيب, ذهبت ليلى إلى الجامعة متأخرة. ذهبت ليلى. What does it mean? ليلى went إلى الجامعة to the university متأخرة. Late. She went to the university late. Notice the difference between the first sentence متأخرا and متأخرة. What's the difference? Feminine, masculine. نعم. Number three. ذهبت الطبيبة اليوم إلى المستشفى مبكرة. What does it mean? ذهبت الطبيبة. The female doctor went today إلى المستشفى, to the hospital. She went to the hospital today مبكرة, early. طيب, number 9, قوّن جملاً مستعملاً الكلمات الآتية. What does this mean? قوّن جملاً مستعملاً الكلمات الآتية. Compose sentences using the following words. What is the meaning of دائماً?
Always.
أحياناً. Sometimes. متأخراً.
Late.
مرة أخرى. Another time, or once again. طيب. All right, let's get some sentences in here. Who has a sentence for the first one? Abu Bakr. ذهبتُ دائماً. I went always, or I go. You should use the مضارع. أذهب دائماً. أذهب إلى المسجد دائماً. طيب. Next one. Who got a sentence for أحيانا؟ نعم يا أبي رحيم.
أنا أدرس اللغة العربية
أحيانا. أنا أدرس اللغة العربية أحيانا. طيب, متأخرا. ها؟
حسب إلى الأولى متأخر.
قال المدرس للطلاب. He said يا طلاب. لا, يعني لا تدخل الفصل متأخرا, لا تأتي للدرس متأخرا. يمكن. نعم. You have another sentence. فضل. نعم, متأخرا. Anybody have another sentence? نعم. أذهب إلى العمل.
كل يوم
متأخرا. You'll be fired soon. Oh no, that's right. You work for yourself, right? You're good then. Don't worry about it. طيب, مرة أخرى. Once again. Sentence. Once again. Nobody? You can say, the small boy broke his toy once again. He does that all the time, right? Or you can say, Ahmed answered the question once again. Or you can say, the teacher gave us an easy exam once again. That's not happening, huh? Come on, somebody give me a sentence. Think it in your mind first in English what you want to say, and then try to put it into the proper language. Now, أريد أن أركب I want to ride الدراجة مفعول به مرة أخرى أريد أن أركب الدراجة مرة أخرى. Okay, inshallah, write some sentences for these. Practice with these words. These are good words to use. دائماً أحياناً متأخراً مرة أخرى. These are good words to use. We want the vocabulary ready. And mashallah, tabarakallah, we have finished the lesson. Allahu Akbar. It's better than my greatest expectations. Alhamdulillah. Mashallah, we did good today. We did good today. I mean, huh? Oh, الساعة. طويل. Oh, طول. Huh? نعم, it's long. نعم. نعم, الوقت. Sometimes. أحيانا. أذان. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.